The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Okay, welcome now. Here's one of the very few times that Jesus himself explains the gospel, right? Jesus himself gives the homily, so no homily is needed. Okay, no. But you know what the ancient Christians used to think? They thought that whenever Jesus himself would explain one of the parables, well, they would pay even closer attention because they figured it was just that important. So welcome now to the parable of the sower, the explanation of the parable, at least with the message that anyone who sows the seed, that anyone who carries out the work of God needs to be detached from the results of what they do. You don't have to be up here preaching the gospel from a pulpit. You can be out there trying to lead a friend or a family member and try to bring them back to God. Or maybe you're a teacher and you're trying to show people the right way and get them off the wrong way. You've got to be detached from the results of what you do. I think I mentioned before the story of my friend, this priest, who's an avid fisherman. And he goes out fishing one day, comes back to the rectory, and priests look at him and they say, "How was the fishing today?" And he goes, "Oh, the fishing was great." And they say, "Huh, well then, where's the fish?" And he goes, "I never said that the catching was great. I said that the fishing was great," right? The catching comes and goes, but the fishing is always good. That's the demeanor of one who sows the seed. Because if you don't have that demeanor, you're going to give in to one of two terrible temptations. Temptation to discouragement or the temptation to pride. You know, it's really easy to get discouraged when you're trying to spread the word of God. But you know, here's something to think about. In this parable, Jesus himself is the one who's casting the seed. And the seed is the word of God. And when you think about this, 3 out of 4 of the efforts to cast the seed do not produce a good result. 3 out of 4. Now, we don't want to read this in terms of strict mathematics or anything like that, but you know, the gospel, after all, it does say this: 25% return on investment is a divine standard, right? So if you find yourself falling short of that, please forgive yourself. Please, you do your reasonable best, and then you let go of the consequences. Something to think about. Do you ever think that Jesus got discouraged? Think about Judas Iscariot, right? He turned traitor. And did Jesus get discouraged when Judas betrayed him? I mean, after all, Jesus had been a teacher, Jesus had been a confidant for a full 3 years. Scriptures make it very clear that Jesus did not blame himself for that. And neither should you. The seed you sow is good. Whether it produces results or not depends on the soil and not on you. Don't give in to discouragement. The other thing you don't want to give in to, you don't want to give in to pride. So maybe you go out there and you sow the seed and you teach and you preach, and lo and behold, you yield a harvest of 60 or 30 or 100-fold, and aren't you great? You don't want to give in to that thought. Remember this always. You're just as responsible for your success as you are responsible for your failure. Just as responsible. You provide the cooperation. God provides the growth. Okay, we don't want to be like the donkey that carried Jesus on his back into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. You heard about the donkey? Donkey heard the cheers of the crowd and thought it was all for him. Okay? We don't want to be like that. You don't give in to discouragement and don't give in to pride. Be detached from the results. You know, it reminds me of the poem. I think I've even mentioned this before too. The Mother Teresa once wrote a poem called Anyway. You might have heard this before. Something to think about. She said, sometimes you build today and somebody else tears down tomorrow. Build anyway. Sometimes you're honest and people suspect your motives. Be honest anyway. Sometimes you're kind and people take advantage of you. Be kind anyway. Sometimes you do your very best and the only thing people can do is complain. Do your very best anyway. Cast that seed in season and out. Because the catching comes and goes, but the fishing is always good. Amen.